Greetings, friends. In our last program, we were talking about the fact that you will see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. And we asked the question, where is the holy place? Because the Bible says that Mount Zion is the holy mountain of God. The Bible also says that Jerusalem is the holy city of God. But the Bible also says that the temple is the holy temple of God. But did you also know that within the temple, in the inner court, that place itself is called the holy place? So when the scripture says that the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet will be standing in the holy place, we have to ask the question, where is the holy place? And in today's program, that's what we're going to answer. Where is the holy place? In addition to that, we're also going to talk about the next aspect of the abomination of desolation, because the scripture says that it will be standing in the holy place where it ought not to be. So if we understand where it ought not to be, we can also understand where the holy place is. So let's turn over, please, to Lamentations chapter 1, and we'll read verses 8 through 10. This is the book of Lamentations, and this is chapter 1 and verses 8 through 10. Now, I know that the book of Lamentations is not one that we turn to often, but it's right next to the book of Jeremiah. So before you get to the book of Jeremiah, you're going to see Lamentations. And it's Lamentations chapter 1, and we'll read verses 8 through 10. Here it says, Jerusalem has grievously sinned, therefore she has been removed. Speaking of really the inhabitants of Jerusalem, but also Jerusalem itself being ransacked and being destroyed. All knowing her despise her because they saw her nakedness. Yes, she sighs and turns backwards. This is the personification of Jerusalem, speaking of its people. Her uncleanness is in her skirts. She did not remember her end and has gone down astoundingly. There is no comforter for her. O Jehovah, behold my affliction. This is again speaking of the people crying out as though Jerusalem itself had a voice to cry out. O Jehovah, behold my affliction, for the enemy has magnified himself. The enemy has spread out his hand upon all her desirable things. For Jerusalem has seen other nations enter her holy place. Now again, are we talking about Jerusalem itself being the holy place? Or are we talking about some other place being the holy place? Let's go back and read that last part. For Jerusalem has seen other nations enter her holy place, whom you commanded that they should not enter into, where? Enter into your congregation. Now where is the congregation? Because, of course, the congregation refers to the people. But the people usually congregate in the temple. And we're going to see from other scriptures that the answer to our question, the holy place, is referring to the temple. When it talks about the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet will be seen standing in the holy place, that holy place is the temple. And it ought not to be standing there. That's what this scripture is helping us to understand. So I'm going to read this last part again. The enemy has spread out his hand upon all of Jerusalem's desirable things. For Jerusalem has seen other nations enter her holy place, whom you commanded that they should not enter into your congregation. The inhabitants of other nations, because they were unclean, should not enter into the congregation which assembled in the temple. Now let's go on to 2 Chronicles chapter 23 and verses 16 through 19. This is 2 Chronicles, not Corinthians, but 2 Chronicles chapter 23 and verses 16 through 19, because this also will help us to understand that when the scripture talks about the holy place, that in this case it's referring to the temple. This is 2 Chronicles chapter 23 and verses 16 through 19. And Jehoiada made a covenant between him and between all the people and between the king that they should be Jehovah's people. And all the people went to the house of Baal and broke it down and smashed his altars and his images. They were involved in paganism, in idolatry, which, by the way, is an abomination to God, to be practicing idolatry, the worship of a false god. So they went to this house of Baal and broke it down and smashed his altars and his images, and they killed Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. And Jehoiada chose the officers of the house of Jehovah by the hand of the priest of the Levites, whom David had distributed in the house of Jehovah. Where were they? They were in the house of Jehovah. What is the house of Jehovah? The house of Jehovah is the temple. So David had distributed in the house of Jehovah Levites to offer the burnt offerings of Jehovah, as it is written in the law of Moses, with joy and with singing, by the hands of David. Now notice this next part. And he, speaking of David, set the gatekeepers at the gates of the house of Yahweh, so that no one which was unclean in anything should enter therein. Now you see those two pieces together. Again, very explicitly, this scripture is saying the place where people should not enter in, any unclean people, they should not enter in. The place that they should not enter in is the house of Yahweh, the house of the Lord, the house of Jehovah. And I'll read that sentence again. And David set the gatekeepers at the gates of the house of the Lord, so that no one which was unclean in anything should enter in. We see in that prophecy about the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place where it ought not. Nothing should stand in the holy place that is unclean. So this abomination of desolation should not be standing in the holy place. That's where why the scripture says it's standing in the holy place where it ought not. So this holy place where it ought not be standing is the temple. The temple is the holy place where the abomination of desolation will be standing, and it ought not to be there. And that's what the scripture in Lamentations chapter 1 verse 8 through 10 and in 2 Chronicles chapter 23 verses 16 through 19 clearly point out. And now let's go down to Daniel, because it's spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Let's go to Daniel, and we'll see what Daniel has to say about this. This is in Daniel chapter 11, and in verse 31. This is the second place where the abomination of desolation is talking about. The first place is in Daniel chapter 9, but we want to focus on Daniel chapter 11, and this is going to be Daniel chapter 11, verse 31. Here it says, "An army shall stand on his part," his part being the person who sets up this abomination of desolation, "and armies shall stand on his part, and they," these armies, "they shall pollute," where? "The sanctuary of strength." They shall pollute the sanctuary. Why are they polluting the sanctuary? Because they are these unclean people. Only the priests were to go into the sanctuary. Only the people, once they had washed themselves and offered sacrifices, or at least had that attitude that that's what they were going to do, that's when they were supposed to enter into the temple. Others who were unclean were not supposed to enter into the temple to do their worship. So this is what's happening, is these armies shall stand on behalf of this king that sets up the abomination of desolation, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength. How are they polluting it? By entering into it. First and foremost, they're entering into the sanctuary, which is the temple, this holy place. They're entering it, and thereby they are polluting it. And what are they going to do? "And they shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place the abomination that makes desolate in the temple, instead of it having the daily sacrifice. They are going to enter into the temple, stop the daily sacrifice, and they are going to set themselves up, and this is the abomination that makes desolate." And we'll talk more about that in future programs. But the main thing I wanted you to see is from our last program where we talked about the holy place, and we said it could be four things. It could be Mount Zion. It could be the city of Jerusalem. It could be the temple within Jerusalem, or it could be the inner sanctuary, the inner court that was technically called the holy place. Out of those four places, we saw today, by discussing that it was going to be standing in the holy place where it ought not, by seeing where it ought not be standing, we can see where the holy place is. And God repeatedly says that the place where abominations or unclean things ought not to be is in the temple. So the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place where it ought not, the holy place is the temple. Nothing unclean, that includes an abomination, nothing unclean should be standing in that holy place. And Daniel himself speaks of it, where he says, an army shall stand on his part, and they, these armies that stand on behalf of this king, they shall pollute the sanctuary. They pollute it by coming in, by taking over the temple, by taking away the daily sacrifice, and setting up the abomination that makes desolate. An abomination, as we saw in previous programs, would be idolatrous practices, practices that have nothing to do with the worship of the true God. And you can have abominable practices, by the way, worshiping the true God, but worshiping him in vain by using false forms of worship that God has not sanctified. Also, you could worship God by worshiping a false God. And you can have religious practices, again, that have nothing to do with worshiping God. But this is even attributed to a false God, not even the true God, but a false God. Those are two ways that you can have abominable, idolatrous practices. And these practices, of course, by these people who enter into the temple to pollute it, they are going to cause desolation. And we saw desolation from previous programs being something that causes destruction. So in review, when you see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place where it ought not, it is referring to an abomination being in the temple. But an abomination being in the temple is not what causes desolation. So what does cause desolation? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in our next program. But here's a very, very strong clue. It's point 8 and 9 as we talk about the 10 points surrounding the abomination of desolation. Point 8 is, and when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, that's a very strong clue in answering the question, what is it that causes desolation? Yes, an abomination is set up, and this abomination is going to cause desolation. The abomination is not the desolation, but the abomination is something that is going to cause desolation and destruction. And a very strong clue as to what that is the part that says, and when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, and now point number 9, it says, then know that its destruction or its desolation has come. And I hope by now, if you've been with us through these programs, I hope by now that this abomination of desolation, the understanding of it is becoming very, very clear. Because what we're doing is we're making it plain by breaking it down.